A community-supported agriculture package might include salad greens, apples, and peppers. But with community-supported art, subscribers will unpack a box of sculptures, photographs, drawings, or paintings. Exactly what the box will contain is unknown. CSA organizer and artist liaison Blaine Siegel helped select the artists for the project. He says the mystery aspect makes it even more compelling.
I think that totally adds a level of intrigue to it. Honestly, it makes me feel like a kid. There's this mystique and this excitement about it that you know who the artists are and you kind of know their work, but you don't know what you're getting until you open up that box. So the whole act of doing that, I think, is very exciting and engaging. So good that they don't know.
This is the first community-supported art project in Pittsburgh, though it's been done in other cities. For the inaugural run, six artists will create 50 works each, one for each of the 50 subscriptions, called shares, that'll be made available to buyers. Project manager Casey Droege explains.
The public can buy one of these shares for $350. They'll be dispersed over two pickup events, and when they come to pick it up, you know, they'll get a box full of artwork.
$350 isn't pocket change, but Siegel says for original art, it's a bargain.
The value in it is tremendous because you're getting six original works that can be, any one of these works can sell for $350, but you're getting six for that price.
The idea of making art more accessible is echoed by artist Kim Beck.
This seems like a great way to get art out into the world. And especially in a city like Pittsburgh, which has so many people who are enthusiastic about art, but, you know, don't necessarily have the resources to be able to collect it.
When she's not drawing or working on installation art, Beck teaches at Carnegie Mellon University. She's one of the artists whose work will be made available to CSA subscribers. Without getting too specific, she says her contribution will be based on images found in old-fashioned and out-of-date books.
They might have fantastic diagrams of somebody's footsteps while learning to swing a tennis racket or a golf club, or some information about how to use a modem with your telephone to make your computer dial up this newfound thing called the intranets.
Photographer Ed Panar will also have work in the community-supported art package. He holds a thick stack of images depicting Pittsburgh, streetscapes, rivers, houses tucked into hillsides. He says he walks everywhere shooting photos. His goal is to cover between 50 and 100 miles a month.
My theory was that I wanted to flatten Pittsburgh out by walking all over it.
Connecting local artists and buyers is another impetus for the project. And Panar says because he works alone, he looks forward to interacting with people who find his art in their CSA share. If the project is successful, manager Droege says CSA plans to continue and expand to include more artists and more shares.
We like to say that we are feeding Pittsburgh's cultural appetite, so hopefully we're going to create more of a cultural appetite as well.
But what if subscribers are unsatisfied with the artwork they receive? The organizers admit they don't expect everyone to love every single piece. Droege suggests gifting or reselling. But CSA organizer Siegel recommends a buyer live with the work for a while and make it part of the household before giving up on it.
When you have them in your home and they share your space with you and you begin to have a relationship with them, things change and relationships develop.
Shares of community-supported art go on sale April 30th. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, WESA News.